side. That didn't like we tied. I've been gone since like July. That didn't like I died. They won't be expecting when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that behind us, but I lied.
By the way, if you didn't know, he was announced as the artist of the decade.
Decade.
Yeah. Drizzy Drake, who's done more hits than him, man? Teaming up with Black Boy G, it's called Look Alive on UJFM Breakfast. So since Eskom has been failing us and not delivering the power that we need, it was only a matter of time before somebody steps up and says, hey, I can do it.
Yes, of course.
And I can do it better than Eskom, and I can do it cheaper than Eskom.
Mm, okay.
And it turns out that the biggest green energy project in SA is all wind. As Eskom fails to keep unplanned breakdowns at below 9,500 megawatts, the level at which it forces to consider load shedding since the start of December, there is a growing pressure on government to fast-track renewable power projects. In fact, one of the CEOs of South Africa's Wind Energy Association believes just by lifting the maximum export capacity in all operation wind farms, which government how much energy is permitted to be exported by wind power generates to a grid of 500 megawatts of energy, could immediately be brought online. In fact, they say that the IPP's contribution of 3,976 megawatts to a grid, while coal contributes 36,000 megawatts. The largest are three wind farms that contribute almost 140 megawatts each.
Yes.
So these three winds can contribute, by the way, as much as what Medupi is meant to contribute in full capacity.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Joke's on you, Eskom.
I actually want to know if it's possible for me to install a wind turbine in my backyard.
Ah.
And then I can produce enough energy for myself and my neighbors.
Isn't it going to make noise or something?
No, it's silent.
It's silent.
It's basically like a big windmill.
Oh.
It just turns. That's all that it does.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe we can install a small nyano one.
A small nyano one. A medium one.
Yeah, a medium-sized one. One that's not too big, but big enough to look after our houses.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice, actually.
Of course it would, because then we'd be completely off the grid.
Exactly. That's what we want now.
And Kanti, I want to ask you the question, when do we not have wind?
Well, we have wind every day. We have wind
in the studio. There we go, exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Otherwise, if there's no wind, you come outside, you grab a fan, the same thing that you do when you're having a bra, you go.
Yes. And
then you